Hi, everybody. Today is April 13th. It's a Friday. Friday the 13th. Yay. Be careful out there on your way home, everybody. We have a new guest today. I don't even know who he is. It's just, you know, some kid that showed up. Me and I dragged him with him. So who are you?
I'm Amador Ortega, and I was dragged here against my will.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And?
Oh, I'm Asher.
Mirai.
Chris.
And me. But you know that already. So Chris wrote us a list, and I guess we're talking about last week.
Mm-hmm.
So here they go. What the heck happened last week?
It was spring break.
Oh, that's why I don't remember it.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember being spring break, but like, what happened in school last week?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember spring break, but...
That was nice.
Well, listen to the excitement about spring break, you guys. You're killing me.
Spring break? My mom decided to drive me.
Spring break is not always an active season. Time, place, at home.
It's on our list. We got to talk about it.
Yeah, we got to talk about it.
What you do over spring break?
EHS.
EHS? That's next on our list.
Yeah, same for me.
Yep.
Trying to graduate last week. I know.
What did you do, Chris?
Wow. Spring break. Sounds thrilling, you guys. I went skiing.
I went
to Florida. I keep interrupting Chris, so I'll stop now. Go, Chris.
Okay. On Monday, my mom decided we should go to Logan for the day. And so we went up to there. And then Tuesday, I went to the City Creek Mall.
Oh, how's that?
It was really cool. I liked it a lot. However, there's not many. There's basically just clothing and a Disney store. Nothing.
Sounds thrilling.
Yeah, right.
Thrilling.
Oh, well. There was fish in the pond, and that was fun. They were fun to watch. And then on Wednesday, my mom decided that she wanted to go up to the Idaho Museum. So we went up there, and then she got bored of it. So we went to Jackson Hole and came back around like 12 o'clock at midnight. I guess that was redundant, but whatever.
For the day?
Yeah, and then we went to Lagoon on Saturday.
Wee.
Sounds like somebody had a good spring break.
Yeah, I had no sleep, though.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, Warren Zevon says,
yeah. Yep.
Sleep when you're dead.
Exactly.
And I hope you don't have to.
I hope so, too.
So, kidnapped. What did you do?
So, okay.
He has a name.
Mr. Napped to you. We have to speak loud because the microphone in here is not really good.
Well, in my spring break... I was just a chauffeur for my parents. I drove everywhere.
Isn't that a switch?
Yeah. And they don't give me money for gas, so... Yeah.
Aww.
I just did it for people.
So wait, you drove them everywhere, and then you paid for gas?
Yes. Like, they only gave me $10 for that whole week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Welcome to reality.
I know.
I drive my kids around all the time. Yeah. I know. Back, was it payback?
Well, there's the bus solution. But
yeah. That costs, well...
No, it doesn't. It doesn't cost a lot. I mean, how much do you pay for gas a month?
Well, a gallon of gas is how much?
Like 3.45-ish.
And for one fare for 2 hours of using the bus, you have to pay $2.25.
Well,
so
good.
That means...
It's cheaper.
Well, it depends. Like, how much did you pay for gas?
I'd say the gas is cheaper.
Yeah. Really?
The gas is cheaper. You get pay $2.25 for 2 hours of bus time, and then you have to pay again compared to three whatever for how many?
It's all roads. Depends on what you do.
Yeah.
A pass is more expensive.
And then it all depends on how many people are going. You know, like the tracks. If there's eight of us going in the tracks, it's cheaper to drive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're paying for eight tickets.
Well,
to take the bus.
Two cars. If it's like if you have a small car.
Yeah. Like
okay, I just threw that number out. Yeah. At eight, okay. You know, but it depends on many people too.
Yeah.
Obviously, if we're just talking one.
Yeah.
I'd rather whatever.
Right.
Yep.
I'd rather have my dad drive me places. So.
I have freedom. At the cost of time, but you
freedom
know.
Of bus.
Yeah. Location.
Good for you.
Freedom of location. Unfortunately. And inflation freedom over time.
But then again, it might be hard to say, Mom, Dad, here's a bus token.
Actually, that would be pretty fun.
Yeah, see how that far that gets you. And I have no idea what your relationship is, if you will, with your parent. While you're driving them around you, what's the situation, I should say, instead of relationship. If they're your mom and dad, I would assume the relationship, right? That's your mom and dad.
Yeah.
Family.
So I meant to say situation of why you're driving your parents around. Don't know. And that's okay. So where'd you drive them to? Logan? Jackson?
Everywhere.
For $10?
I drove just my dad errands. To, like, my dad wanted to see City Creek.
Yeah.
And
I hear there's mostly girl stores there.
There is, but there's this, like, Rolex and Porsche store that my dad liked.
Oh.
Yeah. Like,
if you can drive a Rolex, drive a Porsche and need a Rolex. Like,
right, Porsche doesn't, Tiffany's. Like, only sell cars. Like, there's this store for men, like, wallets, like, pocket knives, and
watches. In other words, stores for collectors, people who actually buy.
Yeah.
Or men who buy.
But everything there is expensive, so.
I give think it up. Porsche, I think pocket knives.
Yeah, and shoes. Exactly. New pair of Porsches.
I think Ferrari has its Porsches? Own blender.
Oh, would that be sure. plural if you bought a pair of Porsche shoes?
Porsches.
Porsches.
sorry. No, well, I haven't been there yet, but we want to go. I don't think we care for the stores, but
yeah,
I think it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Everything's expensive there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't care for the stores. Yeah. Oh, let's go to Tiffany. Why?
Yeah.
Let's go to the Porsche store and...
Yeah.
Look at pocket knives.
Chocolate factory for taffy.
There you go. Is there a pretzel maker?
Caramel apples.
Is there a pretzel maker?
I think so.
Tacky.
right next to the Porsche store.
There was a huge food court, though.
Yeah.
It was ginormous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, there were like two levels, except for on the top there were shops.
There was like kids' playground, too.
Yeah.
Indoors, indoors, right?
Indoors, yeah, indoors right and outdoors.
Yeah,
with like a retractable roof.
Yes.
That sounds nice.
It was really cool, and they had like little etchings on the sky bridge, with, like trees blowing leaves, or wind blowing leaves off
like
trees.
Sounds like the architect had fun.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That was really fun.
I think Gateway's still the best.
Oh yeah.
The outdoor mall.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really nice, too, because, like, everyone else at City Creek, and so me and my friends just went detoured to Gateway. No one was there.
It's still a little chilly outside.
Yeah, it's a little cold, but that's when you put a jacket on.
Except Sunday. Yeah. Probably except Sunday, the Gateway's packed because
Creek
is closed.
Yes.
So I keep telling them they got to be louder. I don't know if they're being loud enough.
Yeah.
But we'll find out if anybody ever listens to this. We'll listen to it later and see if you can hear it.
Sounds good.
All right, so great spring break, Asher.
Said EHS.
Woohoo! EHS.
What classes did you take?
What does EHS mean?
Electronic High School. I mean, I'm only taking computer tech, ironically. But,
Asher's my after-school helper kid, and he's got to take... what are you taking?
Computer tech
class. But he works at the job every day.
I live it.
True.
So how's computer tech going, Asher?
I'm almost done. I need everything for seniors is due on Sunday, on the 15th. So all the seniors are freaking out about it. They're not going to do anything for the next 2 days. They're either going to
because it's Saturday and Sunday, you mean?
Well, yeah, but it's worse.
2 days.
A lot of the choir kids are really mad because they've got a rehearsal tomorrow.
I heard about that.
Big concert on Monday. A lot of the seniors are just working on EHS. If you talk to almost any senior, they're almost all going to say that they're working on something EHS related. Mm-hmm. So whether it's foods or PE, I don't think anybody's taking PE. I don't know how you take PE online.
Food?
You can take foods online.
Yeah.
It's basically just
a lab class.
Yeah,
you can take PE online.
Yeah, my friend took PE online.
Did they PE?
Yeah, she did. She worked her heart out, except for the teacher hated her and gave her a B minus.
Oh,
that's not bad.
But she was
for being hated. I mean, B minus. I don't take that.
Yeah, she
that's
was
a pass, right?
Yeah, She was mad, though. She was like, this was unfair.
Well, I heard they have to log hours and stuff. Oh, is yeah. You tell me they have to have a training log? Or,
I mean, not me.
I know about it. I haven't taken class, but no. Yeah, they're supposed to, like, keep, like, 7 weeks. You have to complete the class in, like, 7 weeks.
Is that, like, completing the 5-minute mile or something?
No, it's that specific class. But all the other ones you have, like, 6 months to do.
Yeah.
The only thing I need to make, like, 2 PowerPoints.
But yet all the seniors are going to be really busy this weekend, even though they've had 6 months to do
it. If you got put into the class, otherwise, there's people that got put into the class, like, 2 days ago, and they need to complete an entire term of work in 5 days. And you can do it.
Once again, because it's been available for 6 months, but they didn't register until 2 days ago.
Something like that.
They can do it. Well, if they weren't
term
likely.
One, if they just barely got their term two, or their term one stuff finished, so they just got put into semester two, because sometimes the teachers don't check up.
No, it's awesome. Never the teacher's fault.
Well, you get something turned in like 4 days beforehand, and you wait 4 days, it's finally graded. I think I've got an assignment I turned in like last Monday, and it still hasn't been graded yet, even though I've turned in stuff later than that, and that's all graded.
That's funny.
So, but, yeah, I've got a PowerPoint or two I need to make. There's an assignment. There's a Excel chart I need to do. I need to survey somebody and write 2 paragraphs about internet laws or commandments, so to speak, even though they don't make sense. And
oh, you mean the net? Netique or something?
No.
Netiquette.
Netiquette,
and
whatever.
That was semester one. No, we got third term one. No, this one is like there's 10 commandments of internet of computer usage.
What are they?
I don't remember.
That's how good the class is.
But it's...
Should we make up our own?
They're so... Yes. Unrealistic. Yeah, let's do it.
One.
We'll come back to that.
Turn
maybe.
On the... Okay.
Keep going, Asher. Sorry.
Oh, I don't
know. Whoa, that was a train derailed hard, huh?
What? Well, I don't want to talk about them. But
well,
go ahead.
Tell us about your EHS course. Yeah. We can't wait to hear how exciting that is.
Uh-oh.
So what classes are you taking?
I'm taking health, computer tech, and financial literacy.
What term are you in for computer tech?
Term one. I've done the first 3-5 assignments. Health, I've done the first 1 assignment. And I finished the first quarter of financial lit.
You may be a bit screwed.
Yeah, I'm graduating late. I've come to terms with that. I was freaking out before, but I'm like, late graduation, it'll be a little embarrassing. But it's better than not graduating at all.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless you have a shiny piece of paper.
Yes! I do. Wait, what? When? Where?
Graduate.
Yeah, you
really?
Get your diploma.
It's shiny?
I don't know.
All certificates are shiny.
Oh, you mean gold leafed.
Yes.
Maybe. What'd I miss?
Everything!
He's taking health and computer tech and financial literacy.
Must be a senior, huh?
Yeah.
Quarter one. Almost quarter two. Well, actually, technically I should be in quarter two, but I haven't taken the proctor yet.
Well, if you get all your assignments in, she should just be able to add you in. Mm-hmm.
So answer me this one. Riddle me this, Joker. Or is it Batman? Your opinions, your discussion about a student possibly, theoretically speaking, of course, getting kicked out of driver's ed and sent instead to do it in EHS up in the library.
I never.
That's scary.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to drive with them.
No.
Why? Theoretically speaking, of course.
They're adding the class?
Oh, it's been added for a while.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we get kicked out.
Okay,
and
you can learn a lot of things. But learning to drive is.
To learn to.
No, actually, you could probably learn to drive online.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
it's called
could,
Microsoft
but...
Flight Simulator, yeah. Right?
Or it's called like video games.
Red means stop, green means go, yellow means should go slow.
Told you the one
exactly, or speed
the
up really fast.
Means optional.
I'll make a bumper sticker. He says, learn to drive, or no, my other car is a Mario Kart. Learn to drive on Mario Kart.
Some people on the A means accelerate. Wait, they dress up on their Mario Kart and they drive around them on
that's
the street.
That's amazing.
Oh, wow.
You know, that would be kind of funny for a driver's license. Dress up as Mario and or
hold up a mushroom.
Somebody else. Yeah, hold the mushroom. Yeah,
trying to throw shells while you're driving.
What the heck? You're in my way.
Rage quit.
No, wait, that's a different thing.
Road rage.
Okay, press the button. Knocks the car over.
Okay.
Rich
so there's EHS, going. Huh? Yep. Great. What's going on this week?
What is going on?
What the heck does that say? Amador's decoder?
Amador's decoder.
Oh, my cryptograms.
No one was listening decoder. To me while I was making the list, so like, you know what? We're putting this in here.
Because they're playing with a decoder thing.
Yeah.
I think they got it from the Ovaltine cereal box.
Remember, everyone, L means E, T means H, and G could be Y or R.
Granted, that you might be why that? He's also no. needing okay. to take so many EHS classes.
You're not supposed to say that.
Great, so that's off our list. And then that next thing, you want to explain what that next...
It looks like a question mark.
It was a question mark. I had no idea what else was going this week, so I was going to ask everyone
so
else.
So we don't know what we're talking about, usually. So that's why it's like a true conversational podcast, because we come in and we don't have a clue what we're going to talk about.
Exactly.
And there's the question mark to prove it. So ACTs are this week?
Yeah, they're tomorrow.
Saturday.
Saturday, yes.
You're going?
Oh, that's why you guys have all been after school down the other room.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Yep. I knew that.
Get to take it tomorrow.
I just find it interesting. It's like, you know, we have a bunch of ACT books up here in the library.
And we
does anyone
no
figure
them
out? No. Probably. No? Yes? Maybe so?
Well, and I usually put them out during this time. I just totally spaced it out. Sorry.
Not a bunch of students are going to pass.
Before you leave, yeah, they're actually right over there. Hey, I'll get somebody to check out a book.
Woohoo! Get to check out my first school library.
Then, of course, you got CRTs coming up also.
Oh, yeah.
CRTs, that's funny.
That's funny.
It's funny. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm gifted.
You can tell.
I'm gifted. Special.
Yeah, I'm gifted. I can get through EHS classes in 3 days.
I'm not.
With lots of Mountain Dew.
Exactly.
Oh, I think coffee. No.
What year are you?
I'm a junior.
Junior? Senior? Senior?
Junior.
Junior. Good. So we have some kids for next year, too. These two are leaving us, too, so. Well, maybe they are.
Yeah, maybe.
So what's going on next week, then?
Dance concert.
Yeah. Oh, a dance concert?
Yeah.
That sounds ironic, doesn't it? A dance concert?
Concert, yes.
Yeah.
You perform
it's a performance.
Dance performance, you mean?
Yeah, probably. I don't
not
know.
Not to be confused with a band concert.
Oh, well, yeah.
He's performing in it.
Yeah.
Oh,
see. Yep.
Oh, really?
What is that supposed to mean?
Less enthusiasm, that's what it means.
So what kind of dance?
Ours, we're doing a salsa dance.
Yeah.
Oh, I love salsa.
I do too.
Except the spicy.
Yeah.
I like the hot ones. I love spicy.
The hot ones. Depends
like
on what
avocado,
kind of chips you have.
Guacamole.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen some good chips.
Now we're chip concert.
I don't know.
I've seen some good, been to some good chips lately. That would be kind of funny. They have chips out there during your salsa dance.
Yes.
Reminds me of Community.
No double dipping.
At the very end of an episode, they do like a frozen pizza review. You know, we could just, I know, next week we should just come with a bag of chips and some salsa and we can just do reviews.
This is what, this is what.
Crunch.
Yeah.
That would be kind of funny.
That would be funny.
This is Tostitos.
Tostitos, you can't see this, but it is.
Yeah.
Oh, if you guys could only taste this.
These salsa reviewers.
Yes.
Sounds good. Everybody bring a jar of salsa.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll buy the chips.
I'll try to remember.
It has to be store bought, doesn't it? My dad makes salsa.
You
so.
Can. I don't care.
Well, no,
it's supposed to be it's school associated.
It's not
supposed to be.
It's hobby.
So let's go across the street and do it.
Sounds good.
No, I'm kidding.
That's a good idea. We'll look into it. Yeah.
Weeks left of school.
Yeah, there's only 6 weeks left of school.
Sorry, my handwriting is not the best in the world.
6 weeks left of school.
Who told that, by the way? I've heard that from a brother. Who says that?
Says what?
Who's declaring the weeks of school? You are?
He does.
Six weeks left of school.
You know my brother?
No.
So there's 6 weeks left because he can count too.
Exactly.
It's not just your brother that can count.
No, should have a
my brother
countdown.
Can't count, that's why I'm asking. Okay.
Just 4 weeks in a month and then 2 left in April, so
yeah.
There it is.
There it is on the table.
What's mean?
It means it's just saluted.
I don't know. That's what I do. My mom does it, my grandma does it, my aunt does it, everyone in my family does
it. We are not horses. You can't do that.
I was also a horseback rider when I was little, so that's probably where it comes from too.
So yeah, there's 6 weeks left of school, but how many left for EHS?
2 days.
2 days. So what are you going to do for 5.5 weeks?
Same thing I did while I was supposed to be doing EHS.
That's why you were saying you can't work this week or next week. You're going to be doing your EHS then.
No, next week I got dance concert rehearsal and then also singing.
So you're going to be late.
I'm
going to
be in a choir concert.
Are you going to be late on EHS?
No, I'm going to get everything done tonight.
I have to back up one step because I made it just a faux pas, I think. I'm not going to be here next Friday, so no chips
again.
And salsa, nothing but.
Oh, okay.
I was probably going to forget about chips and salsa anyway.
I was probably going to remind you, but I have a workshop I'm going to go to, and don't ask me what it is because I forgot. I registered for it and I got a reminder last week. Don't forget, you registered for a conference on this date and this location. Great, what's it for?
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm not going to be here Friday.
Sounds good. Probably have a quartet meeting anyway.
So, Gypsons, where were we? 6 weeks of school left.
6 weeks of
school
left.
That means I've got 7, because I have to work an extra week after you guys leave.
Why?
Cleaning up your messes.
Oh.
It's like cleaning the beginning up. Of school. You guys have to come to school a week earlier.
Well, I have a different schedule, but that's a different story.
Okay.
So, I heard Utah's bipolar.
Yeah.
It is.
It's the next note here.
It is very bipolar. I was looking outside and it was really cloudy, and now it's really sunny.
And it was raining and snowing yesterday.
Multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what bipolar is?
Yes.
Two days ago,
Utah,
it was also raining.
Yes.
I heard it was sunny, and then cloudy.
Yeah.
And it's sunny now.
Yeah.
How come? What's the difference between partly sunny and partly cloudy?
When there's sort of an overcast over the sun. But the sky,
would that be partly cloudy or is that partly sunny?
Depends if the sun is covered.
Depends on how much the sun shows itself.
Exactly.
If the sun shows itself more often than it does the clouds,
it's partly cloudy.
It's partly sunny. No.
Partly cloudy because the cloud is partly there.
Yes.
No, it's partly sunny because it's more sun than there's cloud.
Yeah, that means
if it's
more
cloud
sun.
Than sun, then it's partly cloudy.
Olympus podcast, where teenagers are weather people.
So, weather. Blue sky.
Blue
there
sky.
You go. Well, there's clouds. A cloud. Doesn't that make it
clouds.
Partly cloudy?
Yeah. Only if it's covering the sun.
Let's come up with a word. Partly
cloudy.
Cloudy.
Partly blue.
Partly, I like it.
Cloudy.
Hmm.
So, how else is it bipolar?
That's about it.
That's it? Really? I'm sure you can come up with much more examples, but we won't.
The sidewalk likes to keep going from closed to unclosed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Does
And also, I don't know, the protesters may have been back. They were here this week again.
Yeah, they were. I heard, my friend was telling me how he heard them outside his classroom while he was taking a physics test. Just heard.
I was plugged in.
Of course.
Heard nothing.
See, I was across...
Yeah. We just need
which is why he's, again, how many classes are you taking in EHS?
3. What do you mean, plugged in? Wait,
you said
what?
Plugged
no,
in. What
plugged
do you mean?
What do you mean by what do you mean?
Because you get your headphones in, listen to stuff all day, instead of doing your work.
One student.
I'm sorry.
I was doing a physics test. Of course. How could I? How?
I'm sorry. It's pick on me like day. And
okay, if I was doing
it's
a physics test, if
day.
I wasn't doing the test and listening to music... That doesn't make sense now, does it? I would be listening to music and doing the test at the same time. Would make more sense if I was in the class.
How'd you do in the test?
I got above average.
Okay.
Average was about half.
Really?
Yeah.
Was this the calculus
how many years
test?
Of math have you gone through to tell me that average is about half?
It is about half.
Not always.
On an AP class?
AP class?
It's about half.
Sometimes. Can be
actually, that's above average is about half is in AP. In terms of AP, if you get above half, or if you get half, you are exceptionally average. No, wait. Exceptionally average is what?
You get the idea!
Exceptionally average is less than half. Classes. Exceptional is 100%, which means that one guy that did get 100% in my class was insane.
In your class?
Here? Yeah, one guy got 100% on an AP test. Practice.
Practice.
Oh, wait. Off the top of my head, I can only think of one person who can do that.
Who?
He's got fluffy hair.
Oh, fluffy hair dude.
We all know that dude.
Steve Puff Marshmallow Man.
Yes!
Cody?
I don't know. How do I know? I don't know the guy.
You know, Mr. Sociable. What? He's in your class, you don't know him.
Why not?
Have you seen him?
What?
Have you seen him?
Not today. Why? Because today's B-Day.
What
I don't
does he
have
look like?
Physics on B-Day.
Well, what does he look like?
Does he have an afro?
Fluffy hair?
He's nothing special.
If he has 100...
Except for the fact that he got...
Exactly. If he got 100, there's something special there.
Just an awfully...
But there's nothing special here as I put my hand over my face.
I know.
Wait, that means completely different than what I just did.
Yeah.
There's this guy, Cody.
Huh?
Cody.
I don't know! How am I supposed to remember
the
name?
Looks like
it's the name,
the
but I was plugged in at the time.
Can you describe what he looks like?
No.
Okay. Why not?
My glasses were off, I think.
Oh,
let's just go with that. My glasses were off.
During the test. That's
no, during the corrections.
No wonder why you got
so he's not
right.
In your class?
Yeah. What?
He's not in your class.
Yeah, he is in my class. Who's Cody? Cody who?
Cortello?
No, that wasn't the guy. I would have recognized him. I went to junior high with Cody Cotterdale. And elementary. So I know who you're talking about, but no. How did I mistake
well,
Cody
got,
for what you said?
You got, like,
I don't
heard
know.
You didn't say last name, otherwise I did not know who you were talking about.
Well,
it's your fault.
Cody's
your
the only
fault.
Cody I know.
I know two other Codys.
Well, I know one other Cody, but I haven't
there's
talked
to
him.
There's lots of other Codys.
School.
You just gotta look. What are we talking about?
Cody, apparently. And
no,
you're,
no, no,
and
no,
you not knowing him, but yet knowing him since junior high and grade school.
Yeah.
But no, what are we really talking about?
We were talking about Cody.
We were talking about the...
Bipolar
AP.
Oh, we were talking about the weather. Let's go back to the weather.
I thought it was AP.
It's schmouty.
Yeah.
Sunny, cloudy, schmouty. Why N? Because
I
like it. So it's schmouty.
It's
it smouty. Could be snouty, but it's a little snotty. So it's more like schmouty.
Back to the news.
Okay.
Great. Yeah, and that's hooray for April, huh?
Hooray for April. I was growing tired of writing a list.
It was funny. I got the message from the EHS teacher saying that she was gone for the week on April 1st. So I was thinking, is she serious?
Yeah, that
sounds after not
right.
Getting any of my assignments back for a week, I'm like, oh,
did
yeah, she was serious.
Did you say you passed that day, too? You guys all passed today.
No.
April?
That
probably better
fun.
Good things.
No, I would have taken that serious. Wouldn't I? Oh, well.
So what else is coming up for spring? Do anything fun?
Hmm.
Spring sports, spring dance, spring concert, dance.
Spring cleaning.
Yeah.
Spring
about,
cleaning.
Is that fun?
We got big Libby Gardner choir thing on Monday.
That.
Not the Libby Gardner
yeah.
at the U.
Thing.
My brother's
yeah.
going to that. He's so excited.
Why?
Because he's in the junior high choir thing and he's supposed to go for some reason.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I don't... It may or may not be good. I don't know. We get to wear tuxedos, and we're going to sing, and apparently it's a big deal, so.
Sounds
isn't
fun.
Everything a big deal?
Pretty much.
To.
Yes, I know what you're going for, yes.
And I won't say it
mm-hmm.
while this is recording.
Right, and yes, it
and,
is.
And it should be, because performances are good
yes.
big deals, right? But
mm-hmm.
so it's not as bad as it sounds.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we got to come in tomorrow from 12:56 to 4.
12:56.
Very decisive number.
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah, decisive. Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Because.
Someone
singing.
Said so.
Okay.
But, yes.
Well, great. Any last comments, Milai, for the last 30 seconds? Are you going to make us milk it out?
Cake.
Milk it out?
Cake is
cake.
Delicious.
No, it's a lie. But
it
I
is
love
a lie.
Some cake. Seriously.
Cake
is
a pie. It
cake
is a pie.
Is a lie.
It comes from
a
reference, but
pie?
It's a lie.
Exactly.
A reference
a
of an
cake.
Awesome,
pie cake.
Very
mm.
awesome video game.
That'd be fun to
video
make.
Game? I'm going to say computer game.
It's
I'm confused
it came
now.
Out for PC.
But
what?
I am hungry.
It came out for PC,
yeah.
but it...
So you got cake on a PC?
And it
no,
rolled.
Well,
For those who do not know what we're talking about, the cake is a lie.
Oh, don't tell us.
It's an achievement. That game, which
bye.
I probably not going to have a chance to say.
No,
bye!
Bye.
Bye.